Test me, O God, and know my thoughts. See that my path is not wicked, and lead me in the way of ever, and lead me in the way of everlasting love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace and peace of God our Father, the love of Jesus Christ, and the joy of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So now let's pause for a moment or two in order to prepare ourselves this morning. And once again, conscious of our faults and our failings, we come before our loving and compassionate Father, seeking his forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who delight in innocence and restore it, direct the hearts of your servants to yourself, that, caught up in the fire of your Spirit, we may be found steadfast in faith and effective in works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of the drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. This is the word of the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man called Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, my child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, and from your side to ours. He said, then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, oh, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, even if someone should rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you have heard that particular reading from the Gospel of Luke many, many times, and I'm sure most of you could almost read repeated verbatim without looking at the text. So what really is the meaning of it? And just to, it's not a real story. It's what we call a mythical story. And unfortunately, we have given it a very bad interpretation, because that's where we get the idea of hell from and heaven. And so let's try in a couple of moments put it into what is really being said in the gospel this morning. It's the only time in a parable, the only time in a parable where names are used. So we have the rich man, he is known as Dives, and Dives was a Latin word meaning rich. So they gave him that name. And then we have this poor man at the gate, and he's called Lazarus. So we have two names mentioned. So how do we interpret it in our own lives here now in the year 2021? Well, it's hard to explain. I have to say, it's hard to explain it in a couple of moments here this morning. But Hades, or the place of the dead, was where in the time of Jesus believed everybody went when they died. They went to Hades. In other words, the abode of the dead, or the place of the dead. Now, in the gospel this morning, we have this wall, like, you know, the wall that was built down at the border with Mexico. You have a big wall. And in the gospel, the good ones are on one side and the bad ones are on the other side. And so that's where we got the idea of heaven and hell. And that was that has done terrible damage to a lot of people. Now, when I look out here this morning and I see you, I needn't ask you, why have you come here this morning? And you've come here this morning because you want to be here, huh? Nobody forced you. There was no law saying, if you don't come to Mass this morning, you'll go to hell. But that wouldn't apply to many people who come or used to come before the pandemic began and hopefully will come again. That does not apply to the many people who turn up on a Sunday. Because many people, and I experienced this in my own life, many people went to Mass because it was an evacuation plan for the next life. They thought, if I don't go to Mass, I'll commit a mortal sin and I'll end up in hell. And that's wrong. That is a very wrong interpretation of the gospel. Because we got to remember that heaven, and if you want to use the word hell, it's not about the afterlife. It begins here. And so we go back to the gospel this morning, and the question is, was the rich man happy? If you're rich and you're totally concerned with yourself and all your everyday activity and thoughts are all about me, 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 you're not a happy person. If you're living a life of sin and injustice and greed and avarice and all the other things, you're not a happy person. You're what we might say, you're living a life of hell. Hell begins here. On the other hand, if you're trying to live a decent life and you care for people and you love, you practice love in as much as you can, then that brings about a joy and a happiness in your life. So, as I've often said before, to repeat what Catherine of Siena said, and it's so, so true, it's heaven all the ways to heaven, and it's hell all the ways to hell. And it took me a long time to understand that. but thank God today I do. And if you're just living to the best of your ability, putting your best into every day, then you're alive. But if you're living, and I'm not saying any of you are, but people who live a bad life and are engaged in crime, they're already dead. They don't have real life in them. They're not enjoying life, certainly. They're continually looking over their shoulder in case they're caught. And that's the real meaning of the gospel this morning. And if you can get that into your head, that heaven and hell are not just what happens afterwards, but they begin here. And that's why, to finish off, that Jesus said in the gospel, as a person lives, so shall they die. And that's very, very true. I've attended to many people dying, good people, and you can reach out and you can touch the peace. Just absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. So now let's stand and pray. With confidence in the Lord's generosity, let us bring to him our petitions, that the Lord may look graciously upon all members of the church as we proclaim the good news. Let us pray to the Lord. That the gospel message of peace and blessing may direct the actions of world leaders. Let us pray to the Lord. That the homeless and the destitute may find relief through God's provision and Christian generosity, let us pray to the Lord. That members of this faith community may continue to be strengthened and transformed by the grace in the sacraments, let us pray to the Lord. That the faithful departed may rest forever in the loving arms of God. And at our Mass this morning, remember and pray especially for Francisca Way, for whom this Mass is being celebrated. And we might also remember in our prayers this morning Carrie Ann Sue. Carrie Ann was a wonderful person. She was very involved in the giving bank, and she died last night after suffering for a very long time and a major battle against cancer. So if you remember Carrie Ann Sue in our prayers this morning. Let us pray to the Lord. So now we pause for a moment or two to pray this morning for our own particular intentions. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty Father, giver of every perfect gift, grant these our prayers, we ask through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, May we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. By this present sacrifice, we pray, O Lord, sanctify our observance, that what Lenten discipline outwardly declares, it may inwardly bring about through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through bodily fasting, you restrain our faults, raise up our minds, and bestow both virtue and its rewards through Christ our Lord. Through him, the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Jose, our Bishop, and all the priests and people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And it'd be nice now and a safe way to share that peace with one another. Peace. God bless. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection in mind and body, and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. So for those of you at home, at home who are taking part in this Mass online, please join with me now in making an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Just a friendly reminder about our communion procedures. Please move to the side aisles if you're receiving communion. When you reach the alcove, please sanitize your hands. Approach the Eucharistic ministers with your arms fully extended and respond with a normal amen. Move to the sticker on the at the center here and consume the sacred host. And return to your pew through the center aisle, being mindful of the people around you and maintain distance. Thank you.
Instrument. Gracious God, whenever people hunger, may we fill their need. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Let us pray. May this sacrifice, O God, remain active in its effects and work ever more strongly within us through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In our closing song, For the Beauty of the Earth, starting with verse 2.
This song.